They do blow in the White House, although I'm sure all of them do.
Cocaine deliveries in the White House.
They're getting freaking Uber cocaine to their, you know, the front porch, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's like they're doing blow off of freaking the Oval Desk where Bill Clinton had Monica, or Monica Lewinsky doing a little snug trail crossed. Well, jamming cigars in her like a freaking Pez dispenser. Either way. Bro, that really kept going. I'm proud of that one. That's a show opener right there. Where's the pen? There it is.
Welcome to the All-American Savage Show podcast with your host, John Burke, and his far more attractive co-host, me. Now, let's get into it. That's what your mom said.
Welcome back to the All-American Savage Show podcast. I am your host, John Burke, with my beautiful heterosexual bearded life partner, Josh, sitting across from me operating those controls like the Easter Bunny looking for a trans egg. That's right.
Hey.
What, the trans are gay now? Well, yeah, I guess they are. Yeah.
Yeah, they
kind of are. Yeah. Oh, my God. What's going on, folks? Happy April Fool's Day. And, of course, everybody on Twitter is already like, all the DeSantis people are, I'm voting for Trump. I've seen it like 20 times now already. It's like, get better material. Like, get better material. It's bad. It's bad. Stop. My April Fool's was I reposted Laura Trump's rendition of Won't Back Down. And I said, this is actually very good. Pretty good. Pretty good April Fool's. I don't think anybody fell for it. It's like, dude, no. Either you're smoking crack or it's April Fool's. Oh, wait, it's April Fool's. Yeah. So, oh, my gosh. A lot of great feedback from the interview with Tracy Beans. A lot of people enjoyed that. We did a two-parter. She's very easy to talk to. She's a very, very nice woman. Nice lady. Very intelligent, does a lot of great work out there with her journalism. So anyway, what's up everybody over on Twitter? What's up on YouTube? What's going on Rumble? Appreciate you guys being here today. Hit that like button if you could, share the podcast. What did you do this weekend, by the way?
Church stuff.
Just church stuff, Easter stuff.
Easter stuff, take pictures, that kind of thing.
Yeah, family. Everybody was guilt tripping everybody on the Easter and everybody's like, you go to church? It's like, no, I don't go to church. It's not my thing. I get people that do. I'm not knocking it, but it's just like, I don't know.
Sounds like you're knocking it a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of am. I was raised in church, so I don't know.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. It takes a lot to really impress me as far as a sermon goes. I felt a little bit rushed this year because the church we go to, the guy was running like dual services. So it was like a traditional, a contemporary service.
Get in for the 9 o'clock service. Stick around for the next service. 50% off.
We went over to my in-laws and
why don't they just have one service? I know why. It's because they're trying to pander to people. It's like, hey, if you don't feel like waking up and going to the 9 o'clock, we have the 11 o'clock. It's like, how about you just get your lazy asses up and go to church? But once again, the church panders because the church just, they need the people there. It's like, well, you know what? Let's not have standards. Let's just appease those that are just freaking lazy. How about that? Yeah.
It was good though. Enjoyed it.
That's good. Was it a good sermon?
It's pretty. That says pretty no. straightforward. That means pretty no. standard stuff.
Well, that Jesus died and the Easter bunny poops eggs, and that's why we celebrated. Or
were you there?
I get the gist of things. I've been around. I've seen a few things. I don't know, but
I've seen some stuff.
I've seen some stuff. No, we literally didn't do anything. I mean, just, you know, I said a prayer and thanks, the resurrection. I believe in it. You know, I believe all of it. I just think that, I don't know. I don't think like a deity that exists to the level that God does. He knows the thoughts and intents of your heart. He knows who you are. But either way, I think a lot of people do go to church as a way of like virtue signaling of saying, look what a good person I am. And then, you know, behind closed doors are just horrible people. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't mark going to church as automatically making you a good Christian. I think your day-to-day actions, your day-to-day livelihood is what defines you more so than anything. But I think people, I mean, growing up for me, it was kind of like who's in church, who's not in church. If they're backslidden, then we look down on them, we exile them. And it's just like, I don't know, man. I think everybody has their own demons to fight. And you don't know what people are going through. You really don't. But there's so much judgment in churches to where it's just like, you know what? Fuck off. In the most Christianly way possible, fuck off. I get it, though. I do get it. But didn't do a whole lot. Didn't do a whole lot this Easter. Wanted to chill and relax. Saturday, we had a tango thing. It was a big workshop. Did a lot of training. Then did it again on Sunday. And then, to the topic of today, I made the mistake of going on Twitter, and sure enough, I see everybody's in an uproar. Well, why, you might ask? And it's like, well, I'll tell you if you shut the hell up and let me talk, Josh. No. So, the transgender thing. Yesterday, Easter Sunday, was the Transgender Day of Visibility, and the White House talked about this. Now, I don't know if it's because people are trying to get angry. I mean, let me just first tell you the entire story before you pass judgment on this, okay? And I'm not leaning one way or the other. To be honest with you, I'm to the point I just don't care. I don't care. Because it's the White House. Anything they say, I take with a grain of salt. To include anything that we're celebrating, it's like, whatever. Like, in my day-to-day life, we're not celebrating this Transgender Day of Visibility. I don't give a damn about you people. I honestly don't care for them. I am adamantly against them. Just due to the perversion they have introduced in our society and the degeneracy that has gripped the LGB once the T attached itself. I am not in favor of this. And I think this idea that a society normalizes mental illness for the sake of inclusivity means that you're going to sacrifice sanity and morality. So that's why I just don't give a damn about them. I was actually very disappointed. I'm not going to even lie to say this, is that I saw something to do with Blair White, and I saw Austin Peterson comments like said she's awesome. And I'm like, what the fuck happened to you? Like, what the fuck really happened to you? Like, I just, to each their own, I get it. But I feel like now the Overton window, like I've said so many times, has shifted so much that, dude, we've now embraced insanity. We've embraced, you know, I get live and let live. But I think society as a whole has to remain anchored in at least some form of morality or at least some form of common sense. Because if not, you're going to get swept away with this insanity. And that's what I feel like is happening to America right now. Like America is the laughing stock on the international stage. It's pathetic. It's honestly pathetic. So the big hoopla yesterday was that the White House published this Transgender Day of Visibility. Well, it's been around since, man, I want to say like 9 or 10 years, apparently, or 15 years, I forget what it is. Something and it's like always that, yeah. been on March 31st. Now, this year, Easter happened to fall on March 31st. So, as you might see, the Republicans and the conservatives are pretty pissed off at Joe Biden for talking about Transgender Day of Visibility being on Easter, a Christian holiday, and Christianity goes contrary to transgender and the LGBT and homosexuality, all that. And then, you know, if they would have not said it, and instead focus more on Easter, well, then you would have pissed off the trans community. And right now, the Biden administration has enough smoke heading their way from the Palestinian protesters. All he needs now is to piss off the gays, and you're done. You're just done. Because, I mean, you got to think, the gays are one of the nucleus, one of the bigger nucleuses, nuclei, whatever, of the left. They basically got him by the short hairs. It's like, you're going to watch us suck dick. Otherwise, we're going to cancel y'all. That's what they do. So Biden was really, you know, you should have planned for this. But either way, I'm like, I'm not pissed. I don't care. I don't. What Biden and the rest of them say, you can say trans day. Because outside of social media, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It's virtue signaling. So realistically, I thought it was tone deaf. I'm like, dude, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have talked about trans day of visibility. I would have just left it alone, focused on Easter. Or, you know, the Saturday, talk about we're excited to celebrate the day of the mental disorder of them wanting to chop their genitals off and create zipper tits. It's like, yeah, cool. And then Sunday you focus on it. But let's not even kid ourselves here. You know, Biden is not an actual Christian. He probably doesn't believe in God. Hence, I mean, these people are hellbound. Let's just be honest. So either way, here we are. And a lot of people pissed off on Twitter. I'm just kind of like, I don't care.
You know what I saw yesterday? I took my kids to the park. We threw the baseball, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of families, big gatherings, like celebrating Easter.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah. I mean, I agree with you. That's
The churches outrage, were packed and
The outrage so the restaurants. Isn't, you know, I don't think it's as big as people make it out to be.
I think a lot of this.
This guy's a douchebag. And
he's a massive douchebag. I think a lot of this, though, it's on social media, and that's literally where it's going to stay, unless you're in a blue shithole city. You know, they'll probably have their little weird gay parades and stuff.
Right, if you go to the gayborhood.
If you go to the gayborhood. But I genuinely feel like a lot of the stuff that people are so upset about, when you go outside and, you know, you touch grass a little bit, it's not there. Now, I'm not saying it's not something that should be, it's not important or we shouldn't be paying attention. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, though, is, like, if you didn't go on Twitter, you wouldn't have known about this, and therefore it wouldn't have really affected you. But I do feel like a lot of people, it's kind of like, this is the Biden administration. You know what? You can't expect them to do anything right.
His son's a crackhead.
They do blow in the White House, although I'm sure all of them do.
Cocaine deliveries in the White House.
They're getting freaking Uber cocaine to their, you know, the front porch, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's like they're doing blow off of freaking the Oval Desk where Bill Clinton had Monica Lewinsky doing a little snug trail crossed. Jamming cigars in her like a freaking Pez dispenser. Either way, bro, that really kept going. I'm proud of that one. That's a show opener right there. Where's the pen? There it is. Oh, man. This morning, I had a great morning. I woke up. I took Athena for a jog. Slow jog. I got to start running again. I always feel better when I run. And then brought her back and took a dip in the pool, and it was cold. It was freezing, but it felt so good. Yeah. It felt amazing. And got the day started. And,
you guys start doing the cold plunge?
You should do
the cold plunge and then video it for everybody to watch. Yeah. That's what I would do.
People are going to think I'm part Asian at that point. It's like, where'd it go? It's like, it's cold. No. I've never read anything that really showcases anything about having cold plunges being medically good for you or anything like that. I like the idea of doing it to wake yourself up. It feels good. Now, people were going to argue. They're going to say, like, oh, it boosts metabolism. I mean, everything boosts metabolism these days. It's like, you know, if you hop on your left foot and skip two cracks on the sidewalk, it's going to boost your metabolism. Studies say. It's like, well, where does this come from? So I don't know. But for me, it's just I thought it was it's a great way to, because realistically, I was listening to my friends talk, and they were talking about, like, doing a good workout, a good HIIT workout, and then go doing a cold plunge. It's like, that's not good for you. It's like, that's actually not good for your muscles. I was like, you should be taking out like a medium to warm shower. Let yourself cool down. Let your muscles relax. You get in those cold plunges, you tighten. I was like, you're going to get cramps. Like, that's not the way to go because your muscles are loose. Blood's pumping. But you just got to cool down slowly. It's like, now, if you want to go just, you know, before you work out, that makes sense. Your muscles are already tight. You're not warmed up. It's fine. But I never understood that because your muscles are just like, for my personal trainer days, I would try and explain to people that a lot of your muscles, all your everything involved in this, think of it like a rubber band. And if you don't warm up and you pull on a rubber band, you see, like, you take a cold rubber band, you pull on it, it's going to snap. You put it in the microwave for like 10 seconds, you warm it up, and it just stretches longer. Your muscles are the same way. So when you're doing calisthenics, that's why people that stretch before they work out, wrong answer. Like calisthenics, just get yourself warmed up, then you can stretch. But when you stretch a cold muscle, it's not good for it. You're going to hurt yourself. That's why in the Army, like, we did it wrong for so many years. And then they changed the program to where you do light calisthenics, then you warm up or you stretch. But no, I just did the cold plunge because I felt crazy. I was like, you know what? I enjoy having my balls around my throat. Why not? Let's do it. So, yeah, good time. It was a good time. But anyway, today's episode is brought to you by ShellShockCBD.com. We got some great deals for you this month. We got the Refer a Friend. This is actually a constant. They get $20, and you get a $20 coupon for a successful referral. Link to do that is the bottom of the rewards page on the website. Reward points now expire after 1 year. after they are earned. Just keep that in mind, folks. Make sure you are signed up to our rewards program and use your points before they expire. We have a large number of customers with outstanding points, most with $10 or $20 worth of points. Don't forget to cash those in, folks. Seriously, cash them in. You're getting some product discounted. And if you're not in the rewards program or the, you know, go join. It doesn't cost you anything. You can become a subscriber if you want to. You can, or you can, I enjoy balls in my throat. Mofo don't like you. Why did I not see that one coming? I don't know why I didn't see that one coming. I should have. It's whatever.
Good for you.
I'm slacking on my old age.
Good for you, bud.
Exclusive Shell Shock discount for Friday listeners. We have the eclipse coming up.
That's right.
That's a big deal. When is that? The 9th?
The 9th,
The 9th.
Yeah.
You know, we have the glasses in stock, right? If you want glasses, we've got them. We've actually got a deal, a promo for you here. If Sheila, maybe take a picture for this promo for the Shell Shock page. It's me staring at the sun with these things. And it actually works. It's pretty cool. And then I took some of the asteroids immediately after and got baked. It was great. We got a deal on the website. 50% off Halo and Airborne Eclipse bundles. If you spend $40 or more this weekend. Oh, no, never mind. This is over. Sorry. I was supposed to read this Friday and I didn't because I did the interview with Tracy and I forgot to do the ad read. Tyler gets so pissed at me. He prints these things out for me because I ask him to and then I don't even read the damn things. Mobby, go buy Shell Shock, you bastards.
You gotta love it.
You gotta like the way you feel. We guarantee it. And then 1920brand.com. If you're new to the show, if you're new to Josh and myself and you never checked out 1920 Brand, highly suggest you do. You go to 1920brand.com. I'm going to pull it up on the screen right here. This is our other business. These are basically, we got our old fashioned drink mix and we got the mojito drink mix. And it's a brand that we launched like about a year ago-ish?
Yeah.
I'd say like you like whiskeys. We've got the old fashioned. These are alcohol free, by the way. Alcohol free. We have the whiskey mixes here. You buy it. One bottle makes 16 ounces, makes roughly 32 cocktails. This stuff is delicious. Sheila loves this. She loves our old fashioned. I like the mojito blend. This is made by us right here in America, right here in Tejas. We got the mojito cocktail syrup, 16 ounces, $26.99. Makes upwards of 32 cocktails. Man.
It's good stuff.
It is good stuff. We got branded glasses. We got the ice molds. We got the 1920 brand mats, bar mats. And we got the bar set bundle as well. You can also do gift cards. Say like you got a loved one in your life that is an alcoholic. Well, we got you covered here. They're going to love it. Here we go. It's 1920brand.com. What are you waiting for? It's a great company. We own it. We've been in business for a while. We haven't really put a lot of emphasis on growing this thing. We've just been so busy with Shell Shock and stuff like that. So we're trying to get back to it. Folks, if you've not checked out 1920 Brand, I ask you that you do, because again, we also offer refunds on this. If it doesn't work, it's not good, you can send it back, we'll refund you. It's just that easy. So easy, Joe Biden could figure it out. And that's saying something. Yeah, there you go. Cocktail napkins? No, that's for when you're done having sex. It's not my problem. Get it? Cocktail? Never mind. I'm done.
There it is.
Anyway, good news. Lizzo apparently is quitting Instagram. Did you see this at all?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
I briefly skimmed over it. Lizzo says, I quit on Instagram and she's tired of being dragged by everyone. I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it, she wrote. Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't want you around me.
I just don't want to see you in a leotard.
I'm sorry. You know, you deserved it. I don't care who you are. When you want to sit there and you want to glorify obesity and then you want to act like a complete idiot when you're sitting there playing James Madison's flute, or was it James Madison or was it
somebody, yeah.
Sam Adams. I forget who it was. Either way, she's playing the flute and she's acting like a freaking, you know, ratchet hoe. And it's just like, okay, well then, yeah, I think you're just a piece of trash. I don't care about you whatsoever. And then, you know, she wears these outfits where she's intentionally trying to, like, I'm throwing it in my haters face. Like, then don't get mad when you get dragged on the internet. Like, people, the internet is, it's rough. It's brutal. Whether you agree with it or not, it's kind of like if you walk down a dark alley where everybody's been robbed and raped and you're like, well, I'm going to do it because I have the right. And then you get raped and robbed. And it's like, well, you knew what you were doing. Just because it shouldn't happen doesn't mean you do it anyway. It's just kind of like common freaking sense.
Yeah.
Either way, people are kind of like, whatever. But, a day after performing at President Joe Biden's fundraiser at Radio City Music, this is also why I don't give a shit about her, Lizzo shared a post on social media suggesting she was having a difficult time. In an Instagram post shared on Friday, the Grammy winner wrote a cryptic note to her fans. She says, I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. Well, you've actually got a lot of lawsuits and charges levied at you from people saying that you sexually assaulted them. You made your backup dancers do weird stuff. Like, I'm sorry, but from a lot of people out there, you kind of sound like a nasty individual.
Yeah, she does.
All I wanted to know, but I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look, my character being... Okay, hold on. Let's just dissect this real quick.
All right, victim.
All right, Vin. Let me put on my Helen Keller glasses so I can see this clearly according to your logic. Okay. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views. Number one, did you see anybody coming to her defense when everybody was accusing her? I didn't see anybody of importance or notoriety saying, wait a minute, she's innocent, because once the accusation started getting flung at you, those public, in the public eye, those friends, they distanced themselves from you. It's You just struck the proverbial iceberg. They're done. It's like, you're not taking me down with you. I got a career. So, and also, those types of accusations, they don't just get spawned out of the ether. There's usually grounds for something like this. There's something that, you know, it's kind of like the whole J-Lo getting dragged on TikTok. When you piss off enough people, when you act like a diva enough, people are going to start fighting back. And fighting back means going on social media and telling their experiences. And when these anecdotal pieces start to kind of pile up, it's like, wait a minute. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Maybe you are a bitch. I don't know.
Probably is. Most of these people are assholes.
Yeah.
They just don't recognize it themselves.
Well, look at the way they treat people. Or they say, it's like, you know, I'm fat. You have to accept it. It's like, it's not about me. It's about your own heart. But, she says, being the butt of the joke every single time now because of how I look. Lizzo, you throw it in people's faces how you look. You brag about how you look. You make it the center point of how you look. And then when people push back on you saying that obesity should never be glorified, this is no different than glorifying smoking. Why is it that people will go out there and glorify obesity and praises like you were fat, you were loved, blah, 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 blah. But then you do smoking, it's like smoking's so bad for you, but nobody, you know, smoke shaming, that's not a thing, but fat shaming apparently is, can't do that. I did see this TikTok, a buddy of mine sent me a TikTok, there's this fat woman, I'm just gonna play it for you. I couldn't believe it when I heard it, but then again, I could. It's like, it's one of these things that's just so ridiculous. Listen to this, it's oh my God, here we go.
Policy, legislation, healthcare, community, and visual arts, plus a ton more, this is sure to be something you don't want to miss.
FatCon. Fat liberation from what? Salad? The hell are you talking about?
Did you say healthcare?
Healthcare, yeah. Yeah, how to get health, bro. It's like a fat con. It's like meeting up for cheats on the system. How can we cheat the system? It's ridiculous. Liberation, fat empowerment. What is empowering about being fat?
I tell you, the escalators and elevators are going to get their workout.
Oh, it's going to be a big event. Let me tell you, it'll be a big event. Heyo!
You can only go up two at a time.
Two at a time. That escalator, bro, that's going to be like, they're going to put some strain on that place. It's going to be on the first floor, because if it's on the second floor, they ain't making it.
Nope.
They ain't making it up there.
No way.
After this, we're going to have a heroin con and a crack con. Why not? This is where our country's
hosted
went wrong.
Hosted by the Bidens.
Well, yeah, hosted by the Bidens. Sponsored by Joe or Hunter Biden. I just, you look at this, and it's like, this is where America's gone wrong. We continue to glorify, not just glorify the wrong thing, but stop bullying the wrong thing. And you should be bullied. You should be bullied for trying to spread unhealthy lifestyle attitudes, poor eating behavioral choices. It's like, there was nothing good, there was nothing empowering about being fat. What you're doing is you are projecting, you are pretending. Why? I've been fat before. It is not fun. Not fun. You feel like shit?
Yeah, you do.
I'm not even fat right now. And if I'm not working out every day, I feel like shit. Yeah. I don't like that. Like going on the jog this morning, I felt great afterwards. Like, okay, man, I need to do more of this. The gym is one thing, but going jogging, because I think that we are inherently supposed to run. And I wouldn't by run, I don't mean like freaking on the Serengeti just hauling ass. But I mean, I think human beings, we were meant to run. We were not meant to be sedentary. We're not meant to sit down in a cubicle day in and day out and have no forms of physical activity. You've got to do something, especially if you are in a job like that, a cubicle. Like, you've got to exercise, because where else are you getting it from? Yeah. And you see these people like Lizzo. You see the people like Tess Holliday. You're out there. All these fat empowerment people, they're dropping left and right, and nobody's saying anything about it. It's kind of like, huh, okay. So yeah, it's like fat lemmings walking off a cliff one after another. And the big fat lemmings are kind of like, we're talking about female empowerment, as they're just sitting there waving people through to walk off the cliff. Oh, and then people celebrate. Oh, you're so brave. You're so brave. You're so powerful. For what?
You're so gravy.
You're so great. Probably squirts gravy. I just, yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But, you know, if you say anything against it, you're a horrible human being. But it's the truth. Like, you are literally tying a noose around a plant and watering it every day. And you're tying your noose around yourself to a tree and then watering it. It's like you are committing suicide slowly. I don't see why I should ever be praising that. Mm-hmm. It's like, do we praise smokers? No, because you're inhaling cancer. Do I care about smokers? Not really. But do smokers get in our face like, you should love me because I'm so empowered. We're having a smoking con, blah, blah, blah. No. And if they did, it's like, bro, nobody cares that you want to get cancer. That's completely up to you. So it's all about the feelings. Everybody, it's all about the feelings with these people. That's why they always eat, because they're trying to eat their feelings. It's ridiculous. My character being picked apart by people whom don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. Yeah, you did. Lizzo, you're younger than me. You know how the internet works. You know you're going to be the butt of people's jokes. Okay? Your character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. Put some respect on my name. What is with this? This has that kind of like Renaissancean kind of feel of like, I shall bring honor to my family name. I challenge you to a duel. Now we have like ghetto, like, put some respect on my name. It's like you literally just slapped that woman over there and sold drugs to that teenager. I don't give a fuck about your name. Your name means absolutely nothing to me. It's like, yeah, it's like, what are you, like a lord or a lady? Like, you have some kind of title. It's like, I have a title in the ghetto. Well, it doesn't mean anything, man. I'll speak peasant, so.
Huh. Interesting.
Trying to drink more water today. Get hydrated. Now, I saw the Lizzo thing, and I couldn't help but laugh. And it's like, you know, everybody's going to be so empowered. They're going to be so just this, that, and the other. You just get tired of seeing this nonsense. Now, look, I don't hate fat people. It's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying here, though, excuse me, is that we've got to stop empowering. We've got to stop celebrating. We've got to stop looking up to these types of people. Instead, we should be looking up to role models that set a good standard of like fitness. And I'm not saying, you know, and instantly, I guarantee people that are listening right now, maybe not the regular followers because they heard me do this spiel a million times, but I'm not instantly saying that you've got to be jacked, ripped. No, health and happiness should be going hand in hand. You know, you should not be obese. You know, I understand there are conditions out there in terms of like, you know, hyper and hypothyroidism. I get it. I understand that. But again, these are single percentiles within the population of 350 million. And then you see a fat person call them out. I was like, well, maybe there's always an excuse. Yeah. It's always, you know, I saw this one thing. It was, I don't know if you've seen this for the ladies. In these new gyms, they have these rooms. And on the ceiling, it's like a bungee strap with a harness. And you secure it around your waist, I guess, from the behind. And you start doing like leans and stuff together. Have you seen that at all?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's some new thing, some new trend. And it's like you kind of, it's like jumping on a, like you kind of there, like jump up to the left, come back down, jump up to the right, come back down. But you have the bungee kind of feel to it. So it's like you're jumping on a trampoline, but opposite, it's above you. And so I saw that the guy who posted it said, middle-aged women doing virtually everything they can not to exercise and still try and lose weight. It's like, you're not doing anything. But the reason I say this is that when you read the comments, every single woman, it's always women. It's always women. It's always women. The whammans making excuses in the comments. Well, you know, this could be good for stable. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Stop. No. Go run, Bertha. Go fucking run. Go out there. There are 90-year-olds mall walking that are laughing at you right now. Stop this nonsense. Stop it. You're doing everything you can do not to actually exercise. Yes, it sucks sometimes, but then you get used to it and then you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Y'all just don't want to make it over that hump because you don't want to commit. You don't like being uncomfortable.
That's the biggest part of it, is getting over that hump and then starting to, you know, respect the grind.
Oh, yeah. Then you can't stop. Then you're just like, bro, I love this. It becomes a part of your routine. But people don't even want to make it to that level. They're just kind of like, I just want to jump around on a bungee cord and say I'm exercising. It's like, you're not doing anything. You're burning some calories. That's about it. But, and that's the other thing. It's no different than people that set like the treadmill to incline to like 11%. And then they grab onto the front of the damn thing. It's like, what is the point of this? Like I walk by and I see these people doing it in the gym and I just want to smack them. It's like, you are literally doing this for no reason whatsoever. You're helping yourself. And like, well, I'm going on an incline. It's like, you're actually not. You're helping yourself. It's like, what's the point? But I don't shame them. I just looked at them. I was like, yeah, you're retarded. Whatever. But yeah, I saw that Lizzo article and I was just kind of like, huh. Well, you know, Fat Shame and Johnny Boy is going to talk about that one. Republicans slam Biden for proclaiming Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter, though it's yearly observed on March 31st. And this is actually true. Now, here's the thing. I think both sides are kind of like, you're going to piss somebody off. It doesn't matter who. You're going to piss somebody off if you say it's Easter, the trans...
Do you think the trans thing should be recognized by the government?
Nope. But the government's going to.
I don't think you should be recognizing anybody's sexuality.
We are literally recognizing mental illness. It's like, today is schizophrenia, day of visibility, but unless the voices tell us otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Today is depression, day of visibility. It's like, well, I wasn't depressed, but now that we're thinking about it, I certainly am. It's just, you know, this is what the feelings and coddling has devolved into. This is, again, I've said it so many times, this is the everybody gets a trophy generation is now growing up and having children. This is the effects that we have on society as a whole, and it's only going to get worse. And that's why you got to bring back masculinity. You got to bring back bullying. I miss the society we lived in before. It was a nice society. It was, you know, you're going to get razzed and stuff like that. But now what we have is just, I don't know what you call it. It's effeminate. It's like we have estrogen.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes, Sodom and Gomorrah. We have estrogen. I blame women. I blame white liberal women. Actually, I blame all women or all liberal women. And then I will say that I am kind of ashamed of conservative women that accept the likes of Caitlyn Jenner and Blair White and the rest of the stuff. And I'm just like, what the hell is conservative about you? I was like, I used to think that we would have like a standard of like, okay, I understand live and let live. But then why are we normalizing, you know, degeneracy and mental illness? This doesn't make sense to me.
For votes.
For votes, 100%. Yeah. As long as your politics align, we're good.
Because these people don't care.
Fuck no, they're making money.
About any of that stuff. If they did care about people's health and wellness, then obesity would be at the forefront of all their conversations.
It's the number one killer of Americans, heart disease. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So they don't care.
It's not guns. Good. Everybody talks about it's guns. It ain't the guns, bro. It's heart disease. But we're not ready to have that conversation because if we did, then changes would actually start happening. We'd start seeing a lot of pull away from big pharma. You know, I wish we could regulate fast food industry as much as they try and regulate, alcohol and tobacco. And
high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, all this stuff. It's hilarious to me. But, yeah, Republicans are taking aim at President Joe Biden for proclaiming Easter Sunday as the Transgender Day of Visibility. Said my tongue doesn't even want to say it. I just don't want to say it. Though the 2 days only coincided this year by chance, Transgender Day of Visibility, which was like, how does one address this?
Let me see your wiener.
Didn't see it going that way. Okay, it's like, I don't know how to. Let me see your dick.
It's Visibility Day.
So let me instead pose this question: what should have been done?
Nothing. I should let you finish.
No, I'm serious. If it's always on March 31st, number one, just like in true government fashion, there should have been some foresight into saying, wait a minute, eventually Easter, if we check the calendar, could fall on March 31st. Then we got the trannies with the Christians. This ain't good. This is, no. You know, this is like mixing the Muslims with the Jews. Like, this is not going to work. We got to know. We should be keeping them apart. But they didn't. So once again, government flubs and screws the pooch on this one. And ultimately gets people mad at each other. They're mad at the government, but also they're mad at each other. So once again, the government is the causation of the problems. So anyway, that being said, which nobody's harping on that. Everything's like, it's all Joe Biden. It's like, no, It's been there for like, what, 9, 10, 15 years it's been there. It's just only lately it's picked up steam because now the trannies are getting their freaking tampons in a twist and pulling them out of the buttholes and like running around saying, look at me, I'm Davis. But wouldn't it be funny if like you took like a trans dude or a trans girl guy being a girl and like stuck a, you know, if they have a tampon up their butt and you pull it out and makes them blow up and shoot confetti everywhere. Call them like party poppers, tranny poppers. Call them that, tranny poppers.
Tranny poppers.
Pow! Yeah. Confetti everywhere. There we go. But either way, I watched this unfold on Twitter and I'm just kind of like, yeah, I get both sides of this. I understand the positioning here. So what's Biden supposed to do? Now, I'm pretty sure if it was under the Trump administration, Trump wouldn't have done it. Well, and you know, actually, I don't know. I don't know. I think Trump probably would have focused on Easter because he did. He was capitalizing on Biden's thing today or yesterday rather. But, you know, this is also Joe Biden who, wasn't it last year? When did they have the tranny take the picture on the White House lawn that was flashing everybody?
It's like a year or two ago.
Was that on Easter?
I forget what celebration was, but yeah, I mean, either way, it's in a, I think we as a society have to come together and say transgenderism is a mental disorder.
It is.
Okay. If people actually think they are the opposite sex, you obviously have a mental issue. If you just like to dress up as a woman, that's your fetish. You see, I don't care.
But I still think that...
Let's keep it out of politics.
Yeah, but I still think that, you know, what is the moral Rubicon before it's like, okay, we can't cross this. What's the line in the sand? I think cross-dressing in and of itself, man, I understand to each their own. I get it. But I think there needs to be a thing of shaming of to where it's like, okay, you do what you want to do behind your own closed doors. Don't bring it out in public. Can we have like some sort of normalcy? Yeah. But you always see these types that want the opposite, the one in your faces. The women are usually overweight. They're not attractive. Plenty of piercings. Their hair is that you see. It's the youth screaming for attention, and social media is where they go to get it. And that's where all these cultural things are spawned from. And that's why I feel like outside of social media, in many places, it's not real. It is for them. That's why you see so many of them on Twitter. Now you see a lot of the anti-Semites are pushing on Twitter. A lot of the Jew haters, they're on Twitter. A lot of the trans people, they're on Twitter. It's like they find safety there. They find like, oh, I've got a community here.
Do you think it's more real in the gay neighborhoods?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
Like in the suburbs, I don't think you're going to see that as much.
No. Not to the level, say, like the cities. But the cities are usually blue. That's why I'd never want to live in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, I've lived in Dallas before. It was no fun. It is not fun at all. But either way.
Yeah, Dallas went south pretty quick.
I don't know. I don't live there anymore, and I just don't give a damn. Quite honestly, I don't give a damn.
I mean, because I lived down in Deep Ellum for...
Oh, I didn't know you lived in Deep Ellum.
A little over a year, and I'd walk around at night.
How long ago?
2011.
Really?
Yeah.
I forget when Sheila told me
it's
that
when
it was...
they started to rebuild. Yes. And
well, now it's going back. Because, yeah, like you said, they rebuilt it.
Yeah.
They were like, I'd been down there a few times years ago. It wasn't a bad area, but then you had certain people come in there. And it's just like,
I mean,
you start, now there's a shooting every week.
I wouldn't go down there now.
Yeah, nobody, it's becoming ghetto-fied again. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Oh, it's there.
You see the ghetto come out, and then everybody, then the violence comes with it, and all the
shootings,
whites are like, nope, whites ain't
mugged,
going down.
Beat up on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. It's become a minority hangout, and with that comes the crime. It's like, you can get mad at me all you want. I don't care. It's the fucking truth. So, yeah, I saw that, and I was like, you couldn't even pay me to go down there now. As a white dude, nope, not going to happen. But it's a shame to see that because, again, they did put a lot of work, a lot of effort. There were small businesses that opened back up over there to try and get people to come back. Now it's
You
now
know,
it's gone.
It was after the BLM went down there and started to burn businesses down and do their thing.
What did the government do?
It went downhill.
Yeah, what did the government do?
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
Well, that's because went out there and marched with them. Dallas is run by Democratic mayor.
Yeah.
It's always had a Democratic mayor.
It's been nothing but Democrats for a very, 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 very long time.
No, I know this guy in the...
Yeah.
He switched over to the Republican.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean shit.
People can say that, and I was like, I'm switching over Republican. It's like, okay, but what are your policy stances on that?
I'm still not voting for that guy.
This is true. The Transgender Day of Visibility, which was started in 2009 as a day of awareness to celebrate the success of transgender and gender nonconforming people, is held annually on March 31st, the date of Easter. Meanwhile, changes from year to year. But several Republicans seized the Biden's proclamation to attack the president. Again, this article is coming to us from CNN, so keep that in mind. There's going to be a little slant of a bias there. It is appalling and insulting that Joe Biden's White House formally proclaimed Easter Sunday as Trans Day of Visibility, former President Donald Trump's campaign said in a statement. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the Biden administration has betrayed the central tenet of Easter in a post on X. The American people are taking notes. I will say, if I'm a Biden supporter, if I'm somebody in Joe Biden's administration, I think it was a mistake. I understand that you want to give ground to the LGBT nonsense. I understand that you've got to make them feel included. I mean, you really have to walk on eggshells with those people because, oh my God, they're some of the most weakest, mentally disturbed fruitcakes you've ever seen in your entire life. But at the same time, you've got to ask yourself, who comprises the majority of your voter base? And I think that is Christians. So when you kind of go out there, I saw that there was a poll taken that 70% of Americans do believe that Christ rose on Easter, but that was also coming from Breitbart, and Breitbart is very biased, so I don't trust polls whatsoever. But either way,
I would say more people believe in it than don't believe in it.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. We talking about in America? I don't know.
Just judging from going through my neighborhood, You know, I would say more people believe
your anecdotal experiences. I could see that, yeah. I could see that.
But if you drive through other neighborhoods, then I think you would see it as well.
Well, the majority of the population are in the cities. You got millions of people in the cities. So it's like more liberals tend to live in cities. So I don't know, man. Either way, though, I think it was a dumb thing to do. You probably should have just been like, yeah, we're not going to address it. Instead, we'll focus on Easter. But it ultimately doesn't matter, though, because then this actually happened. And it kind of just put the nail in the coffin. White House prohibits children from submitting overtly religious art for Easter egg roll. So at that point, once I read that, and I said, dude, you really pissed off the Christians. It's like, if you really wanted to focus on losing an election, this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
This is the way to do it. Because what people tend to forget is that the transgenders make up like less than 1% of the population. The LGBTQ, I forget what it is.
It's like 4 or 5%.
Something to that effect. It's not the majority. If you try and focus on pandering to the majority while alienating the majority, you're going to lose. You are going, even if you're a Democrat, because what people tend to forget about, there are moderate Democrat Christians. They're there. It doesn't make sense to me either. It's like tits on a board. It's like, what sense does that make? But I get it. But I think it was a dumb move. And I'm not talking about morally. I'm talking about strategically. We're going strategic. Fool me once. You know what I'm saying? Either way, I'm going to give her some freedom. Point being, though, whoever's advising this clown, I think they're trying to lose. You've got to be trying to lose at this point. And, of course, Trump took advantage of it, called him out. But Trump's also like, you know, it's whatever. It's whatever. It's kind of funny to me that Trump, like, hobnobs and rubs elbows with Caitlyn Jenner and the rest of these trans wackos. And yet, as long as their politics align with ours, then we're okay with the mental disorder. This is the sense it doesn't make.
I think Bruce Jenner should come back as Bruce Jenner.
I would say
get rid of the titties and, you know, go back to being a man.
If these people openly admit that they have gender dysphoria, then why do we not see them getting treatment for and detransitioning? But instead, they don't.
I've seen Charlie Kirk. Mm-hmm. He has his events all over the place. Mm-hmm. I saw he was on a college campus with a person who had got hormones and stuff like that when they were 13, and they're trying to transition back into, I think, being male, and having an argument with somebody in the audience about, you know, the consequences of taking that type of stuff at such a young age. Then once you want to go back and have kids,
you can't.
So they're destroying people's lives.
Yep.
So
that's the thing. It's kind of like when you hit the age of consent, when you hit the age of, you can be tried as an adult, depending on the state. I think 18, but at the same time, though, they say that men's brains don't fully develop till they're 25. Women's, I think, earlier, I think. Either way, point being, though, you are making, and this is not like getting a tattoo.
No.
Which you can't do when you're underage, by the way. which is just kind of ironic. You can't buy a gun, but you can certainly chop your genitals off and, you know, cut your boobs off and call yourself zipper tits. Like, yeah, that makes perfect.
What are you, crazy?
Yeah,
take
right?
Take these pills.
Absolutely. Take these pills to shrink your ding-dong, make it fall off. Either way, you know, when the White House releases this, no overtly religious thing on the eggs. Now, here's the dynamic of this. Number one, okay, Easter, the bunny thing, it's ridiculous. Why they even celebrate that on Easter is I don't get that. Easter is about the resurrection of Christ.
Yeah.
So the paganism nonsense comes in there. It's like, fine. So like Biden's saying, you can't draw Christian stuff on the eggs. And the Christian's like, why not? It's like, but it's also not a Christian thing. Like, that's paganism. That's where it rooted from. So I'm kind of like, I think you're offended by the simple fact they're telling you you can't do something that you feel like you should be able to. I don't know. It just doesn't. It's like, yeah, I don't. How do you explain that? It feels like.
I don't know, if you're a real Christian, like I'm not sure that you'd be at the White House anyway.
This is true, too. I'm still fighting this cough. I'm hacking shit up. The event, which is part of the White House's annual Easter egg roll, is called Celebrating National Guard Families, but will not allow submissions to feature symbols related to the holiday that Christians celebrate all over the world, the Daily Caller reported Friday. The National Guard family, celebrating National Guard, I've never heard of this, on Easter? Okay. Do you remember the last year when the Easter Bunny was like running interference for Joe Biden in the press?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I think that was last year, the year before.
They
like were Biden was
questions. Yeah. And was like, hey.
Somebody in the suit was like, get him out of there. Get him out of there. Like, oh, come on, Joe. Let's go touch kids. That's what was happening. I do remember that because I was just like, oh my God, we've got a fucking Easter Bunny. Like, getting the president away from the press. Like, this is pathetic. This is with it can't get any worse. And then sure enough,
it got worse.
2024 call for youth art flyer said on behalf of the First Lady Jill Biden, the adjutant generals of the National Guard are asking youth from National Guard families across the United States and all U.S. territories to submit artwork inspired by the theme celebrating our military families. Children should depict on an egg template, the art submission form, a snapshot of their life, a favorite activity, scenery in your state, your military family, a day in your life. Under its restrictions list, the flyer noted, the submission must not include any questionable content, religious symbols, overtly religious themes, or partisan political statements. So, essentially have no individuality whatsoever. What's the point? Hey, what if your religion is like a large part of who you are? You're cool with it with the gays. They make their entire personality about that. Yeah. But if somebody's a Christian, oh no, no. But if they're Muslim, then it's okay. Then it's all right. No, if they worship Allah and they do all that nonsense, then it's okay. But if you just want to do a Hail Mary or Our Father who art in heaven, you just murdered a baby. Yeah. That's what they look at. Well, no, I can't use that because Democrats do murder babies, so that wouldn't really resonate with them. But either way, the hypocrisy of this administration is just disgusting. It's perverse. These are degenerates, but at least we have the adults back in charge, right? So the reason I brought that up, I was just kind of like, it feels like much ado about nothing, quite honestly. And it's not that John's just sitting there saying, give him an inch. It's just saying that I don't take serious what these retards have to say. I don't genuinely care. I'm not going to get mad when a stupid person says something stupid. It's to be expected at this point. It really is. So, I mean, were we expecting something different?
No.
Did you really expect Joe Biden to come out there and celebrate Easter as far as like, he is risen? Did you really think that was going to happen?
Not from a guy who showers with his daughter.
Yeah.
Nope.
But everybody was all in hoopla about that. And I mean, I don't blame him. I get it. I think it's wrong. I think it's perverse. I think it's disgusting. But either way, it's like, but I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked anymore. And I think those that are still shocked at it, you know, politicians are like,
who do you think this
Jerry Springer audience members is what they're like. They're wanting us to fight.
You know, obviously, Democrats don't have a problem with it.
No.
Republicans would have, or conservatives have a problem with it. So who do you think this has the biggest impact on? Just normal people looking?
Literally nobody.
You don't think independents are looking at this and be like,
Oh, as far as like for voting purposes?
Right.
Oh, you're just talking about in day-to-day activity? Because it didn't bother me at all. Like, I'm not gonna give it that power to bother me.
Well, some people are going to watch this stuff and be like, oh, okay, that's a little too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know
how it would sway people's decision on how they vote. coming up?
I think that goes back to how do independents poll in terms of supporting or not supporting transgenderism? Like, are we talking independents as far as like, when I hear independents, I think most people tend to think like libertarians, but that's not always the case. No. You got independents like RFK, who, that guy's still a Democrat. He says he's independent, but he's, now I think RFK would fall in line with the Biden administration as far as all trans nonsense. Cause yeah, this guy apologizes for things that are not even his fault. I just don't think RFK has got balls on him. He projects like he does. But then when something comes up like an ad, was it during the Super Bowl or something, an ad that he didn't do, and it wasn't a bad ad, and everybody's like, what the, blah, 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 and he's just like, I'm sorry, that wasn't my ad, blah, blah, blah. I was like, why are you apologizing if you had nothing to do with it? Don't apologize for things you didn't do wrong. That's like rule number one. But I don't know about independence, dude. I
feel like it's going to sway some of them in
the opposite direction?
Yeah, the opposite direction, because even if you have kids and you see this stuff that's going on in these public libraries and Democrats in favor of setting up transgenders reading to kids.
I just don't get this. The drag queen story. Right. It's like, the biggest thing is like, why don't you want them reading? It's like, why do you want them reading?
These conversations are happening in schools, whether or not boys can use girls' bathrooms, girls can use boys' bathrooms. I mean, it's affecting people.
I really wish we could just root this evil out. Just get it over with. We just need to purge. This disgusting nonsense needs to be purged from our society. Because now you have, again, like the Planet Fitness. A dude walks into the ladies' restroom, starts shaving his balls or whatever. And women walk in. It's like, I don't want to see that. You've got generations of women.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, what are you looking at? Have you never seen a freaking clip ball before? And it's like, what?
You ever see a hairy asshole before? My locker room now.
Men are taking over, and it's just so funny to me that everybody, all the feminists out there is like, oh, the patriarchy. It's like, you just ushered it back in under the rainbow flag. It's like, you literally got it back. Women didn't sign up for that. They just didn't. I think that when you try and go and change generational behavior that existed for a reason, again, men and women shouldn't. This isn't Starship Troopers where we're all showering together. It doesn't work that way. Especially in the military. That's not going to go well. Because guess what? There's going to be sexual assaults and rapes and all kinds of stuff. You just don't do that. But here we are. Kids being able to just, I mean, imagine if you had children in school. Make this a real revelation to you. Imagine if you had children in school and your little girl comes home and says, there was a boy using our restroom, or there was a boy in our changing room and he's trans. How would that make you feel that your daughter now has to be subjected to this insanity? And yet society tells you there's something wrong with you because you don't want to accept this nonsense. It's like, no, there's nothing wrong with me. You are all perverse degenerates, and I'm tired of sitting there having to bend the knee are you trying to force me to bend the knee? I'm not going to.
I think
I will not.
Like an army of Alex Steins that show up to these board meetings.
I love it. Yeah.
And start shouting them down and humiliating them.
It's going to get to the point where the bullying is going to have to come back. And when I'm talking about like counter protests and get out there in numbers, because folks,
can you imagine if there was like 100 people like Alex Stein that showed up to those board meetings?
Just turned into the last. Yeah. I thought about that because he has a very interesting tactic of trolling people. And half of them there now know who he is. So when he walks in, they're just like, oh God, here we go. It's like, but this is what it's going to be now.
Yeah.
If you want to turn this city into a joke, we're going to make a joke out of you. And it's like, this is what it's turned into, and it's pathetic. It's pathetic. Like, we don't have adults in charge. And when I say adult, I mean a man that has balls enough to tell people, like, no, we're not doing that. We're not going to have a transgender day. Absolutely not. You get enough attention as it is. You cry enough as it is. And when you don't get enough attention, you commit suicide. It's like, no, we're not doing this. I'm not playing these stupid games. Go to a different country. You can go live over there. We don't want you here. But again, America, we have to be the land of melting pot, which I get. Mm-hmm. But certain cultures, no. Absolutely not. In the culture of wanting to chop your dick and tits off, no. Because it doesn't end there. Because guess what that turns into? There's trans kids. There's no such thing as a trans kid. There's only child abuse. And you're an abusive parent. It's kind of like to say like a vegetarian dog. It's like that wasn't the dog's choice. Dog, like if you died in your house with your dog probably eat you.
Probably, yeah.
So that's not natural. So once again, it's these liberal fruitcakes trying to upset the natural order of things. And she's like, well, we need to think differently. It's like, no, how we've thought for the longest time has actually worked and progressed us in a good direction. The direction you're trying to take, America, it's not a good direction. People don't like it. Sean Diddy Combs. can't settle with feds amid sex trafficking probe. More and more names are getting mentioned in this lawsuit.
T.D. Jakes, I saw, was in there.
Yeah.
Yikes.
He's been under a lot of fire.
And apparently a power bottom.
Uh-huh. She used to listen to him. She
I did too. Yeah. I loved his preaching.
A lot of people did. Yeah, I saw a few clips of his, and I was just like, yeah, he resonates with people. But it's also like, look, there comes a point in your life where you don't feel any shame as you as a preacher, and as a preacher, you should be as close to God as you possibly can be. Praying, devout, humble, living a good life as good as you possibly can, studying the word, you know, just that is your job. But when you're going to Sean P. Diddy Combs' parties and you are allegedly having sex with men as a power bottom and you're married with grandchildren, it's kind of like you probably shouldn't be a preacher and you should probably start praying a lot.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But in this day and age, we have lukewarm Christianity. That's what Joel Olstein and the rest of these people are. It's lukewarm Christianity. There's no devotionals. There is no doctrine. They will not touch doctrine. None of them will. Smaller churches will because they don't care about the money. These big mega churches, you will not get doctrine in there. You're going to get feel-good motivational sermons. Literally slap a freaking robe on... fuck. Slap a robe on... who's a motivational speaker? Tony Robinson?
Yeah.
Same thing. Then pass the collection plate. That's all it is. So, mute my mic real quick. Yeah, you don't want to see that. Josh didn't want to see that. Bro, I cannot stop hacking up all this phlegm. It's got me.
Remind me never to drink out of that cup.
I'll wash it. It'll be all right. I straight up snot rocket in the cup. I couldn't help it, dude. It's everywhere. I can't help it. I'm getting over the sickness. Yeah, more and more people were named. Two of the Bad Boys Records founders' mansions were raided last week after a series of damning civil lawsuits accused him of trafficking sex, guns, and drugs. Now, the guns and drugs things I'd be okay with. It's like, hell yeah, that's American Dream right there, baby. And other bad behavior. He settled the first lawsuit from R&B singer Cassie, his ex-girlfriend, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, a day after she filed it. But after she came forward, so did at least three women and a man, including a female who would have been under 18 at the time of her alleged sex assault. Now, again, innocent until proven guilty. Due process is needed. But from what people were saying, though, this was commonly known about P. Diddy.
Yeah, you see that in a lot of these interviews. Like, what's that one dude's name? Cat Williams?
Yeah.
Like, he's...
Yeah, I think Cat was trying to subtly blowing the whistle on this.
You see 50 Cent, his past interviews, mm-hmm. Ice Cube, his past interviews about...
I think people knew.
P. Diddy.
Yeah, I think P. Diddy is the Weinstein of the rap industry, hip-hop industry, whatever it is, the hippity-hop. You can pay off folks in civil lawsuits to make them go away, said Nicole Parker, a former FBI agent. That doesn't work in a sound criminal investigation, especially on a federal level when it comes to sex trafficking allegations. Now, again, there's a lot of people out there, specifically like the Republicans, saying these are the feds trying to hide evidence to try to get it first. I'm like, everything's a conspiracy with everybody. There's always a conspiracy.
Did you see his former bodyguard saying that he was a CI for the FBI or something like that?
He
was like an informant or something.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, you got beef out there with these people, but you're also on the Fed payroll. Like, you're protected, dude. Your empire is secure.
That's how he's able to...
do a lot of this?
I guess go on for so long without, you know, being raided.
Sean Diddy Combs accused by male music producer of sexual assault. Is he gay? Do you think Sean's gay?
I think they're all gay.
Think so? Or at least bi.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, same difference. Yeah. Same difference, true. Homeland Security, I think when somebody says gay means they only like the same sex versus bi means you like both. But yeah. Being bi means you're also gay. So
I mean... Yeah.
But gay doesn't mean you're bi.
I guess. I don't know. it's all gay.
No, it's got to be your head up the butcher's ass to take the bulls. Shut up, Richard.
Shut up, Richard.
A lot of people don't get that reference. after the Epstein debacle, folks... Folks know you won't be able to just make the cases disappear, she added. And if the case goes to criminal court, there won't be a non-disclosure agreement. The raids came weeks after music producer Rodney Jones' lawsuit accused Combs of all kinds of misdeeds, including sexual grooming, covering up a studio shooting, and allegedly bragging about having law enforcement under control, murdering people and bribing witnesses and jurors in high-profile New York City nightclub shooting. Remember when J-Lo was tight with him?
Phew. Everybody was.
Yeah. Well, there's a picture of J-Lo with him right there. Let me show it to the audience. Pop star Jennifer Lopez.
Eating her ham and Swiss cheese sandwich. If you know, you know.
I don't know.
That's what she said.
Oh. She's Jenny from the block. Combs and his then-girlfriend, pop megastar Jennifer Lopez, were arrested after a December 1999 shooting at a club in New York that left three people injured. Lopez was never charged. Combs and another man were acquitted after a trial, or at a trial, but his friends and protege, the rapper Jamal Shine Barrow, served a decade in prison for assault. Jones' lawsuit alleges that Lopez snuck a gun to the club for Combs and handed it to her boyfriend before gunfire erupted and injured three people. Surviving victim Natanya Rubin told News Nation last week that she watched Combs shoot her in the face, not Barrow. I literally watched them pull out the guns, she told the station. I had a clear point of view. I mean, for God's sakes, I got shot in my nose. Yeesh. It's kind of serious.
Yeah.
But other evidence from civil lawsuits likely play a role in the federal investigation and could turn out to be crucial in a potential criminal case. Do you think they're going to make the stick? I think he's done.
I think so, too.
I think when the feds, like P. Diddy did say, and he made a good point, when the feds get involved to this level and they raid your shit, it's over. Like, because they're not going to execute a search warrant without probable cause. I think they've got him.
I think so, too. He must have done something or pissed somebody off. I thought he was too big. The most powerful, and then the one who is more powerful than he is like, oh, yeah?
I feel like, honestly, this is kind of like one of the many. He's just another link in the chain. He's not the top. He's not the bottom. Probably somewhere in the middle. And there's probably so many spider connections from him. Yeah. You know, to get to the bottom of this, I think you'd have to unroll a lot of people out there. And I think they should. I think you should like strap this dude to a chair if he's guilty and then interrogate the ever loop your crap out of him. Play Barney music 24/7. That'll break him. We did that to the prisoners at Gitmo. We would literally have I love you on repeat for like hours. And it broke people. Yeah.
Huh.
Or you just make them listen to albums from J-Lo. That'd break me. First song comes on about 30 seconds in. I'll tell everything. I'll tell you everything. Okay, I don't care. Okay. They're in the basement. They're in the attic. They're everywhere. I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Did you see he had tunnels under his house?
Yes. The tunnels. Yeah. What interesting. Interesting. Now, if I was rich, I'm going to have tunnels, but not for those reasons. They're going to be like water tunnels, meaning I want to go to the kitchen. Oh, by the way, I'm in my swim shorts. I'm going to lift up this little floorboard and I'm going to get on my little tube and just like, because if I'm rich, I can do whatever I want. I'm going to have like an underground like Slitterbahn. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Just constantly flowing water. Just like, yeah. Or you could have tunnels for, like, hoarding stuff, like ammunition.
Or apparently sex trafficking.
Sex trafficking, absolutely. Like, yeah, that is so weird. That is so weird. Well, we talked about this last week. Donald Trump's stocks that went public, they're not doing good. DJT stock hits turbulence. More volatility ahead for Trump's high-flying Truth Social. Now, I read on an article today, I sent you this article, that Truth Social filed its last quarterly reports. They lost $58 million. They lost $58 million in Q4.
It's a lot of quiche.
It's a lot of quiche. They only made $4 million. Folks, shell shock, yeah, we're competitive at that point. Like, we're competitive. And I'm not even a sitting president, okay? That's how bad his company is.
I did buy 6 shares.
Yeah, I would sell them if I was you, honestly. I would go ahead and get out now. I don't see that thing rebounding. They suspended his trade, I think, for like a day. They say the bigger they come, the harder they fall. The reckoning always comes eventually for the meme stocks, and Trump Media and Technology Group appears to be no exception. Donald Trump's namesake social media company burst out of the gate on its first day. Now, naturally, everybody's going to buy on day one. I mean, even I thought about it. It's like day one, that's when it's whatever it enters at, it's only going to go up.
You know, the guy had the cards, the trading cards, and the NFTs, and
stocks are a different thing, though.
You never know.
Stocks are different because number
maybe,
one.
Maybe you do know. I just don't know.
Well, I mean, if you're only doing, number one, limitability plays a crucial role in the value of something. So if he's only doing like 300 pair of shoes, you can charge $300. People are going to buy them. For NFTs, $100, the NFTs are probably going to be worth something eventually. Maybe now. I don't know. Long term, I don't think so. I don't think so. But either way, it would have to be extremely long term. But as far as stocks, though, stocks are a finicky thing. They are a very, because it's all about consumer confidence. And if someone, say like I represent the average American, and I'm kind of like, all right, I'm living paycheck to paycheck, but I've got $50 extra to throw at something. Well, the stock opened at like, what was that, 79.38 or 70.90?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, well, most Americans probably don't want to risk throwing $70, $140, $210 at a stock. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like, ah. So, number one, you've got to be confident the stock has potential. Well, when you see Truth Social with other multimedia stuff that Trump's doing, and Truth Social, if you've done your research, is not a money-making app. It's just not.
Yeah.
It's a dead app. It'd be no different than Parler going public. It's like, but you are dead. Nobody uses you. That right there tells me that the stock is not going to go anywhere. Now, Trump had come out and said that we're gonna do some things for it. We're going to change it. We have video streaming. We're going to make it accessible for banned creators. It's like, but you've already banned people over there, mainly anti-Trump people. So that right there says, I don't have confidence in that platform. Secondly, you had your shot.
The thing I don't like about it is even if you say something critical of Trump, mm-hmm. and then people just descend on you.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, it's a Trump echo chamber.
From the Wizard of Oz.
It is a Trump echo chamber.
Yeah.
So that being said, you know, they could offer, I think... He somehow managed to get like $7 billion. He's valued now at $7 billion.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to stick. I don't think it's going to stay. The value of his assets are going to decrease exponentially as time progresses. And what I mean by that is let's take DJT, for example. It opened at $70.90 and is soaring as high as almost $80. It went to $79.38 as Trump fans and opportunistic traders bought up shares. Now, again, opening day, that's like a restaurant, a brand new restaurant opens. It gets flooded. People want to try this. It's like, oh, we're excited. Crypto was the same way. So when it opens, it's going to go up. Okay. But the price faded late into the season and has bounced along at lower levels ever since. As of 10:28 on Monday, the stock was trading downwards of 13.3% at $53.70. So if you bought when it opened, you've lost money. Regardless, everybody has lost money on this deal. Trump's market valuation at just over $8 billion is still stunning for a social media fledgling with an unproven business model that has struggled to attract users and advertisers, burned through cash, and racked up losses. Now, let's just focus on the things that we can prove true. It has struggled to attract users and advertisers. A lot of people, I mean, I remember they really fucked up when they launched True Social. It took 2 months to get on the app.
Yeah.
That right there told me right off the bat, this was not professionally done.
They tried to do it too fast. Yeah.
And I understand the reasoning for it.
Yeah, I do too.
I get it. It's like, hey, this is before Elon bought X or Twitter. I get it. I think Elon doing that really threw a wrench in Trump's thing. Because I feel like had Elon not done that, a lot of people would still be on True Social. That being said, though, it is what it is. We face the situation we're facing. True Social, like you just said, is a Trump echo chamber.
It is
nothing but Trump loyalists. I'm not talking about Trump's support. I'm talking about Trump cultists. You go over there, Trump makes a post. It's nothing but memes and praise and just, oh my God, yeah, I mean, Trump is God.
I'm voting for the guy, but yeah. I also can give constructive criticism about what I think about his decisions.
Well, I feel like the people on that app probably are not in that boat. I think they are the Trump is God chose Trump.
He's the lamb sent to save us.
That being said, though, I don't think that's going to, I mean, because we've advertised on True Social. We got nothing for, I think we dumped like two or 4,000 into that. We saw jack shit. And I was like, this is a waste of money. So we pulled our advertising. There's no point.
I'm going to go turn the AC on.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Sailor Dude, yeah, he says you can't enter Truth if you use a VPN. I saw that as well. I didn't like that. I tried because my phone has a VPN as well. And I tried getting on True Social and it was ridiculous. You got to disable your VPN. I don't like that. But anyway. The valuation of the company should be several hundred million, not the billions it currently valued at, University of Florida professor Jay Ritter said. Thursday's slide into the red could be just the beginning, market observers say. Ritter predicts the vanity stock ticker DJT will bottom out around $2 a share or worse. Whew. Damn. Drawing Your Mom says, ask Elon about advertisers, even putting in a blue chip veteran WEF Muppet. He's still, dude, I don't understand why he did that. I mean, I do understand. Elon, he's a shill. He's a charlatan. I don't trust Elon. I said that from day one. It comes out there like, free speech, like you're banning people left and right still. You brought in a WEF puppet. You put her in charge, and then you're telling people, it's like, oh, I'm free speech. Like, no, you're not. You are absolutely not free speech. It's ridiculous. So, you know, now here's the other thing, though. There is not going to be a social media platform out there that really embraces true free speech, because true free speech means, like, I can sell drugs on there. It's no holds barred. Well, how many people are going to want to use that? It's going to get infected with all the degeneracy. People aren't going to want that. So there are going to have to be certain parameters you put into place as far as, like, these are the terms of services. You know, here's a simple term of service would be, don't break the law. Outside of that, I think you're fine. You want to be racist? Be racist. I don't care. But it is all about the advertisers. That's the problem. The advertisers they pay the bills. So if you got advertisers, like, here's the deal. If, you know, if Twitter said that our terms of services are like, just don't do anything illegal, and people are posting the most racist, vulgar, whatever, I'm still going to run ads. I don't care. I'm fine with it, because I'm not going to sit here and hold society to my moral standard. I'll take liberal money. I don't care. It's business. This is business. How I vote is different, though. But what I will say, though, is when people say, like, we're not going to advertise on this platform because it's so full of hate, well, then fuck off. I will. We advertise on Twitter. They actually accept our ad money, thankfully. But if these other companies want to virtue, like Disney, for example, dumb move on your part. Very dumb move. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. So if that's the way that advertisers want to go, so be it. But they're going to go to these other platforms that are not as prominent. I think Twitter has really taken off again. But places like Facebook and Instagram, I don't know. We don't even run ads over there. They won't even take our money. So it's like, fuck them. But they're projecting that a lot of stock traders are projecting that the DJT is going to bottom out at $2 a share. They're saying it's going to continue going down. Like, if I was you, I'd have to go ahead and sell right now. The stock will continue to be very volatile with sharp moves up and down, but the long-term trend will be down, he said. The company has about $2 in cash per share, but it will probably burn through that money, and the most likely outcome is eventual bankruptcy. Well, the thing is, though, it's not going to matter to Trump, because he's going to, again, golden parachute. It won't affect him. He'll make the money, sell the company, or declare bankruptcy. And he's declared, like, what, 7 bankruptcies? When it comes to business, though, that's what you do.
Yeah, that's not unheard of people to fuck me. I mean,
yeah. Trump also used a vanity ticker for his Atlantic City casino business, Hotel Trump's Casinos and Resorts. When it went public in 95, the company never turned a profit and ended up bankrupt in 2004. Trump media trading like meme stocks. Trump's media's trading has mimicked meme stocks like GameStop and AMC Entertainment. Remember that when that happened? Diamond Hands, remember that? AMC stock to the moon?
Oh, yeah.
When everybody, they made a movie about it, actually. I got in, I think I made like $500-$600 off that. I was just doing it for the lulz. Which rose to improbable heights in 2021 after individual investors organized on social media platform Reddit to drive up the stock price. Those investors aimed to strike back against hedge funds that had bet against the company and shorted the stock. It has all the ingredients to be a volatile stock, said Jonathan Brogard, a finance professor at the University of Utah who has researched meme stocks. That what's tricky is predicting when a meme stock will collapse, said Derek Horsemeyer, a finance professor at George Mason University in Virginia, who specializes in corporate finance. The only hard and fast rule, eventually it does, Horstemeyer said. Like typical meme stocks, Trump media is overvalued compared. It is, and they're not making this up because they hate Trump. It is overvalued. Again, sitting there saying that DJT Media that merges, it's now worth like $7 billion. It's like, no, it's not. No, it is not. True Social alone is in the red. Put it this way. If I came to you and said, hey, guys, I'm selling this company. And if you go look and, you know, we go through the process and say, okay, well, we need to see your financials. And my financials are saying, okay, from inception until now has been nothing but a downward trend. And by the way, we're in the red. We are in the red. Like last year, we lost $58 million. And this year, we're not doing any better. And that's off of my Q4 reports. Do you think you're going to buy it? Hell no. You're I mean, the only thing you could buy that for is that maybe resurrecting it somehow. But it's not going to happen. True social, it's over. You had your chance. Like I said, when it comes to social media apps, you got one shot. Now, Twitter was different. It was already established. But True Social, whew. Just 2 months to get on that app. It was dumb. I don't know why they did that. It really shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, I think it was just because he was trying to get his voice out there. Probably. And that was the only way he could do
it. Well, he could have went back to Instagram.
They kicked him off.
No, they didn't. His account's still there.
I thought Facebook...
No, he still posts on it. Facebook did, but yep. Then they brought him back.
They brought him back. But yeah. Even... I thought he was kicked off of Instagram as
was
well.
Was it? Maybe.
Because they're the same company.
Could be. All he had to do is just make a burner account, and everybody knows it's Trump. They probably ban it anyway.
Yeah.
The only way to get it... What's that?
Trump's burner account.
Trump's burner account. Only way to get to that number is to imagine... So, hold on. Let me go back up here. Okay. Like typical meme stocks, Trump Media is overvalued compared with other social media companies, at least by conventional Wall Street standards. It recorded $3.3 million in revenue in the first 9 months of 2023 and a loss of $49 million. But its market value is more than 2,000 times its estimated annual revenue compared to Reddit at 10 times, Meta at 7, and Snap at 6. The only way, that's usually like a 4-time multiplier, the only way to get to that number is to imagine some sort of immense growth in the platform, said Brent Goldfarb. And I agree. Technological advances, you open up the platform for different things. That's why Trump's coming out saying we're going to be offering streaming services. Well, guess what? You get that everywhere now. But what's going to make yours different? Rumble has the same problem right now. It's like, what makes your streaming platform different than YouTube, Twitch, blah, blah, blah? Realistically, nothing. And that's fine.
What the biggest one is freedom of speech.
There it is. That's where Rumble gets it right. It's like, we won't ban you unless you break the law. That's why more and more people are like, okay, I'm going to put a platform on Rumble now because eventually YouTube will ban you. They will ban you.
I mean.
They did it to us. So, you know, when the rest of like the crowders and them complain about YouTube, it's like, dude, y'all know this is nothing new at this point. Any creators out there that, you know, get mad about any of this, when you get banned, it's like, you knew this was coming. They're going to target you eventually. So now the only difference would be is that YouTube, I don't see them reversing course on a lot of their TOSs because the more that YouTube alienates its content creators and Rumble grabs them up, then YouTube, once it hits that point where you see the scales begin to tip against YouTube, then they'll start saying, oh, wait a minute, how do we bring these people back? And by then it'll be too late. It's like, I'm not coming back.
Unless Rumble starts to offer services like YouTube does that, you know, you could watch regular TV.
They're getting there. They're updated. They're taking a while, but they're getting there. So we'll see. I mean, I'm grateful for Rumble.
Yeah, I think they're doing a great job. It's a great place to be. Mm-hmm. Very early on,
yeah.
To even if you're interested in starting some sort of a video channel,
yeah.
This would be the place to do it because
Rumble's, they're kind of like, they showcase how you do it right, slow growth, slow progression,
yeah.
But they are seeing growth. They're now they're making it to where you can rate other channels similar to Twitch.
Right.
Because I talked with Chris, the CEO, and some other people, and I told him flat, I was like, look, here's the deal. You don't have to reinvent the wheel here. Do what they're doing, because remember when Kick launched, Kick basically mirrored Twitch, and Kick really took off. And that was financed by casinos, so it had unlimited income coming in to make those things. I was like, but the thing that drove people to Kick, the user interface was easy, very similar to Twitch. Twitch is the archetype, because everyone was on Twitch. Now, if you want to bring streaming to Rumble, mirror Twitch. I don't give a fuck if people accuse you of ripping them off. If people like it, people become accustomed to certain things, don't change it. But the only thing you could change is your terms of services to make them a little bit more lenient. So now, you know, you go on Twitch, it's all rainbow nonsense. It's all like, we have a people of color month, we got a trans stream. And so I was like, I don't care about this, but if you say anything against them, you get banned. Yeah. Like, they can say anything they want, but if you say anything against the fruitcakes, you get banned. Rumble's different. They don't care. It's like, fair enough. That's where we'll go. Like, I've seen Rumble showcase more towards free speech than Elon, quite honestly, if I'm being honest. I saw Rumble do that.
It seems like Twitter still has holdovers from whoever was working there before because you can still get kicked off of Twitter or banned or suspended or whatever.
Yeah. The only way to get to that number, this is reporting the true social supposed value. Is the immense growth in the platform, said Brent Goldfarb, a professor at the University of Maryland's Business School and the co-author of Bubbles and Crashes, a book on financial market bubbles. But Goldfarb sees no path for profit, no path of profitability for True Social. Unless you believe that True Social is the next Facebook or TikTok, I don't see a reason for it to be valued this high, he said. I don't see True Social doing that. I just don't see a way. Number one, you know, if I was to say, okay, if we really wanted to, we wanted to revamp True Social, we wanted to breathe new life into it, this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to spend a lot of money. You're going to have to recruit every influencer you potentially can. I'm talking Charlie Kirk's, Candace Owens, all of these people, and say, we're going to offer you a very lucrative contract where you can only post on True Social. Bring the people here.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do that because you'd be stupid if you did that. You'd be stupid. Because the potential long term, no. So you got to bring the people over. Who's gonna make people come over? Well, you know, would you go to another platform because one of your favorite streamers goes over there? I've done it a few times, and we still have a good group of people following because there's like, you know, I like what you have to say. We're going to follow you everywhere, and I do appreciate that. But it's kind of like, do you feel like people would go back to True Social? It's like, I just don't. I just really don't.
Unless it was updated to like what you said.
Yeah.
I think maybe it would have a shot. But as it is now,
do it, yeah. True Social trades on Trump brand following. Trump Media's flagship product, True Social, trades on Trump's personality and brand, and while powerful, that comes with risks. And that's not a lie. Folks, we deal with that at Shell Shock. My personality, this podcast, is one of those things that can help us with Shell Shock or can hinder us. Because when you have political opinions to the level that we do, you're going to piss off a lot of people. And that just means that you're alienating potential customers. But you also will gain customers that do agree with your political viewpoints. So while Trump is the brand and face of True Social, it drew in a large audience at first, but also alienated a bigger audience. So realistically, that's why it's an echo chamber. It's only Trump supporters that are on there. So what's that valued at? It's hard to put a price tag on it because, again, Trump is all over the place with his tweets, with all of his posts. It's like, this guy pisses off a lot of people. So you don't see, like, consistency. I think ultimately it boils down to there's no consumer confidence in the sense of, could Trump potentially say something even dumber and cost us money? And the answer to that is most assuredly, yes, it's going to happen. Not a matter of if, but when. So then people are not going to invest. A number of companies that were associated with President Trump have also filed for bankruptcy, the filing states. This is, again, in addition to Trump's death, incarceration, or incapacity, there's his checkered business history that includes the bankruptcy of Trump Taj Mahal in 91 and the Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts bankruptcy, according to the risk factors listed in Trump Media regulatory filing. Trump's True Social has far few users than Facebook and TikTok. Sorry about that. I'm dying over here. And unlike other social media and tech companies that trade on the exponential of growth, with the expectation of growth, the number of users of True Social has declined. Trump Media was formed in 2021. Man, it's been that long. After the former president was barred from major social media platforms after the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. True Social debuted in 2022 as an alternative to Twitter, now known as X, and serves as Trump's preferred bullhorn. In February, True Social had 5 million desktop and mobile visitors, according to SimilarWeb, a data and analytics company. Facebook, on the other hand, has 3 billion monthly active users. True Social does not release user figures, and there's a reason why. The stock is a way to invest in Trump. The ticker DJT is not a coincidence in any way, Goldfarb said. It's a perfectly above-board way to push money into his pockets. Trump supporters are propping up stock price. Trump supporters banded together on social media to lift the stock even before Trump Media completed the merger with Digital World Acquisition Corp., a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, on Monday. It started trading on Tuesday. Terry Lynn Robertson couldn't care less about the business fundamentals. Robertson, 52, from Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex in Texas, said she purchased 5 shares of Trump Media at $72 a pop, right around the stock price's Monday peak, to show her support of the former president. It's mainly to support Trump in his legal battles, she said. Friggin' idiot. Idiot. Horstemeyer expects True Social stock price to swing 10% or more on a daily basis in the coming months. However, because the stock price is based on sentiment, not hard metrics like revenue and cash flow, the pattern is difficult to anticipate. It could either go down to $10 or up to $150. He said, the only thing I can predict is volatility. Volatility means that basically it's going to go drastic shifts up and down. It's not like, say, for example, the Dow or a standard index fund, say, Dow, whatever, that has a consistency. It doesn't fluctuate massively. It's just consistent. Like, you can go back 10, 15 years and see a consistent increase of like 5, 10%, whatever the case may be. A volatile stock means that you're taking on more risk, meaning that thing when you buy low, could drop even lower. It could go, you just don't know. Because there's no, like they said, hardwire metrics. When the brand is an individual, the stock worth and value is going to be based upon a little bit of the individual. So that's what they're saying. It's kind of like, this could go down, it could go up. I see it going down. I don't see the platforms themselves bettering themselves, because you can go, from what this article describes, you can buy something based on sentiment, being sentiment. Like, she wants to support his legal things. Fine. But is she going to consistently do that? No, because people are limited. Now, it'd be different if there was a subscription model on True Social that, you know, as that company grows and expands, those stocks become more valuable. That's different, but that's not happening. In fact, it's going opposite. So that's why I kind of really feel that you see the Trump stock beginning to drop. There's no cash flow to make that stock valuable, if that makes any sense. And I'm not an investor. Or, I mean, I am, but I'm not an expert on this. But when you look at this from the outside, just the basic view of this is like, it doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. We'll see. DJT is now trading at 47.32. So it's dropped again. Now, I would say this, like, if that thing drops all the way down, I might buy a few shares at like $2, $3 a share. Why not?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. What if something turns around, unless he just goes bankrupt and they pull it? They pull from the stock. I mean, I don't know. I'm surprised they haven't pulled Black Rifle after what they did. So, yeah. How much is Donald Trump worth in DJT stock gains? Trump Media's NASDAQ debut padded Trump's wealth by about $5 billion, though only on paper. I'm glad they talked about this. And cashing out won't be easy. Trump Media has restrictions that prevent insiders from selling shares or using shares as collateral for loans for at least 6 months. So basically, Trump can't liquidate any of his shares for 6 months. It's a nice little padding, if you will, a guarantee that this guy isn't going to do a pump and dump. Essentially, what that means is like he opens his stocks, he trades publicly, and then he sells all of his shares, good chunk of his shares. And again, the more of the shares that are in the general populace, the value of the stock is going to decrease. So, but ultimately, he makes that money, though, because he's selling off his shares. And then you're left holding the bag, and there's nothing in the bag. They call that golden parachuting. It's a fucked up way of doing it. But people have done it. But I think he did this, though, for a six-month thing to say, hey, I'm not going to pump and dump. This thing is going to be long-term. Okay. Well, maybe you should have seen True Social going up before you went public with it. You didn't. It's still declining financially. So we'll see. People say it could split. I doubt it. I doubt it. But I don't know. How much is DJ's? Okay, only on paper. The board, which is stacked with Trump allies, could waive those restrictions. It could also hold a secondary offering to allow insiders an early opportunity to sell. The risk for Trump Media: if Trump sells shares, it could deflate the stock. It will deflate the stock price. It will deflate the stock price. And here's the thing that's fucked up about it. If he does that, no one's going to hold them accountable. No one's going to be like, why did you do this? I think most users are not going to understand that. That woman in DFW that bought three or four shares, I don't think she gets it. She doesn't understand what he did business-wise. Now, as far as like capital raising, that's one way to do it. But it's just also like, I would never do business with you again. Just put it that way. And they'll make out like bandits. But anybody that does business with them in the future, that's who you're dealing with. That is a massive sign. If they did that, that is a massive black or red flag. Massive red flag. So, and again, you just got to be careful with your trades, folks. You got to be careful with your trades. I have a lot of investments in non-volatile stocks. It's a retirement thing. I'm just putting more and more money into my my account. And yeah, these volatile stocks, that's like for day trading. But his stuff opened at like, topped all the way up to almost 80, and now it's down to like 45, 42. That ain't good. What did you buy in at? 70 something?
It was like 70, right around $70. You okay?
I'm dying. That's why I jogged this morning, trying to get all this stuff out of my system. It's just, I'm not sick, but I'm just coughing this crap up. We'll watch the DJT. I mean, we'll see what happens. This is kind of funny. Talk about like, God will not be mocked. Storm delays start of White House Easter egg roll. It's true. The start of the traditional Easter egg roll at the White House was delayed for 90 minutes on Monday as angry storm clouds delivered thunder, lightning, and a dusting of light rain on assembled guests. What kind of people do you think attend these things?
People who love cocaine.
Like, what kind of people do you think attend these types of, I mean, if, let's just be honest here. Rumble, I'll ask you guys. Twitter will ask y'all as well. Say, like, the White House came to you personally, said, we are inviting you and your family, under Joe Biden, to come to the Easter egg roll. Would you go?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
No.
I could understand some people. Like, it's the White House. I want to see it.
I wouldn't want my kids getting snipped by some disgusting old man.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. But I understand some people would say yes for the sake of, like,
Going to the White House?
Going to the White House, yeah. I get that. But I wouldn't do it. That's just me. A
lot of no's in there.
The start of the traditional Easter egg roll at the White House was delayed for 90 minutes on Monday as angry storm clouds delivered thunder, lightning, and a dusting of light rain on the assembled guests. AP reports more than 40,000 people, 10,000 more than last year, were expected to play. 40,000 people? Have you been to the White House?
Not inside. I've walked around Washington, D.C.
Outside on the front lawn, outside of that, where are you putting all these people? It's got to be the front lawn. It's not a big house. Yeah. It's really not. 40,000? That's wow. They were expected to play a part in the festivities and coax hard-boiled eggs across the lawn to a finish line. This year's theme ignores the Christian faith, which underlies Easter, and is instead tagged as Egg-uvation, and led by Jill Biden, with the White House specifying children could not submit Easter eggs featuring religious artwork for competition, as Breitbart News reported. The move came in the way... This is the confusing part. This year's theme ignores the Christian faith, which underlies Easter. But they're doing the egg rolling, which doesn't commemorate Christ. These are two separate things, but people like co-join him. It's the same as like Christmas. It's like Santa Claus gifts, birth of Christ. It's like these do not go hand in hand. These are different. And I don't think people realize that. I don't think they get that.
Yeah.
And I don't even celebrate Christmas. I like doing it because it's fun. It's festive. Who wouldn't? I'm not Scrooge over here. But I don't think it's religious whatsoever because I don't think Christ was born in the winter. I think he was born in the spring when lambs come forward. He was the sacrificial lamb. But that's just my belief. But I'm not going to sit there on Christmas and say, get all pissed off if the White House says we're excluding Jesus. It's like, this is all about Santa. It's like, well, it's a pagan holiday anyway. I don't give a care. Go for it. I don't care. That's just me. That move came in the wake of President Joe Biden drawing criticisms from saluting the Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. Again, this comes back to that main part of, this. It's been on March 31st for the last 9 years. I mean,
shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Shouldn't have done it in the first place, but we're blaming the wrong people. This wasn't Biden. It was 9 years ago. So who initiated?
Obama.
It was Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah, blame him.
Obama and Biden.
There you go.
Couple perverts.
Perverts. Obama and Biden. I don't personally get it. A Transgender Day of Visibility. Do we not get enough of these people as it is?
You'd think.
Do we really not get enough of these people? Maybe it's just me. I don't personally get it. A Transgender Day of Visibility.
Oh, my God.
Do we not get enough of these people as it is? 191 people watching on Twitter. Appreciate you guys being here. I don't think I can get Twitter chat on this. No, I can't. Well, if you're not on Rumble, the link is... Make sure you go check out the Rumble page. That's where you can find me if I get banned. The podcast will always be on Rumble, by the way. We will always be here. Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. CST, right here on Rumble. I get banned on Twitter a lot. Matter of fact, I am going to tweet this out. I will tweet the link to my Rumble page. If you have not, if you've not followed me on Rumble, highly suggest you do. just tweeted it out. Do me a favor, click that and come over to Rumble and hit follow on that. We really appreciate that. It goes a long way. Let's keep going. Gavin Newsom. This is the article is Gavin Newsom. That's just that. That's all we're going to say when you just laugh at that. Gavin Newsom flooding crime-ridden Oakland with 500 surveillance cameras. Because that's going to fix the problem. It's not the lack of police accountability. It's not the fact you defunded the police. You slashed a lot of salaries. You defunded, like, people, cops are walking off the job left and right. You don't back the blue. Instead, any minority that screams out, I'm a victim, you back them automatically and you crucify the cops. So I'm kind of like, why would cops want to come work in California? People vote with their feet.
Or New York.
But Gavin Newsom says, we're going to do something about this. We're going to survey you more. Okay. So you've got more eyes on, but you also don't prosecute that much there. Like, it's ridiculous what you let off. It's ridiculous what you don't prosecute. Your DAs are so corrupt. You let criminals walk free of charge. But hey, rest easy, folks. Rest easy. Because now you got more video cameras, so cops can do nothing because they already can't do anything. What sense does that make? What sense does that even make? Instead of spending all that money on added 500 surveillance cameras, why not empower the police? Can't do that. So what's the point? You literally, this is true government propaganda. We're going to throw more of your money, more of your taxpayer money at surveying you. But nothing's going to change. You think that's going to somehow prevent criminals from committing crimes?
No.
Well, no, there's nothing. They don't fear. There's no fear there anymore. So why do they care? I'm being genuine with this. You know what criminals are afraid of? Getting shot. Well, now, like, you can't even own guns in California. I think it's like it's really hard in some places. So criminals, that's like a safe haven for being a criminal. Like, why wouldn't you go there? It kind of makes sense. Yeah. It's like, that's where I'm going to go if I'm a criminal. If I'm a drug head, I'm going to the White House. That's where I'm going to get the drugs.
We give you needles.
Oh, we'll give you everything.
Heroin, whatever you need. Debit cards.
And last, most certainly not least. Dude, I thought this was fake. I had to check twice. Nancy Pelosi marks Cesar Chavez Day, Trans Visibility Day on Easter Sunday. When I saw this tweet, it was shared by a friend of mine on Twitter. What's her name? Florida Girl. She shares a lot of hilarious stuff over there. And she shared this tweet. I'm like, wait, what? And so I had to go look at it. And I'm not going to lie, I was kind of high last night. In fact, no, I was very high last night. Great time on the Shell Shock CBD Halo gummies. These are THC gummies, by the way. And I saw the tweet. I'm like, this is coming from a satire. Instantly, people are thinking that you're talking about, Hugo Chavez. It's like, no. I know who Cesar Chavez is. It's like, I know who this guy was. It's like, but she didn't just say that. There's no way. This guy, like, he got a lot of, he's anti-illegal. Anti-illegal immigrant, hardcore, like patrol the southern border, beating the shit out of him. I think it was like something like 13 to 17 were murdered because of him. He's not a good dude, but he did strive for workers' rights. I think it was also kind of a communist. But either way, this guy like wasn't as bad as Che Guevara, but still not someone to idolize and certainly not something for a sitting congresswoman to say happy Cesar Chavez Day. You're like, he kind of runs contrary to what your party believes in. Like, this doesn't make sense. So it's kind of like, this would be like thanking Hitler for your contributions to warfare weapon technology. It's like,
you're welcome.
You're welcome. It won't stop. There again, I'm dying. But I had to check twice on this. I was like, there's no way she tweeted that out. And bro, I posted it and deleted it. I was like, I got to go verify it. Because I looked once. And I was just like, maybe I just missed this. But no, her account, 8 million followers, blah, blah, blah. I was like, this is really her. What do you say to this? Like, genuinely, what do you say to this? Nancy Pelosi marked Transgender Visibility Day and Cesar Chavez Day on Easter Sunday, though California state government offices will only observe Chavez Day on Monday. Pelosi issued a tweet honoring the late frame worker, union organizer, and civil rights leader on Sunday, shortly after posting a message for Easter Day, blah, 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 blah. She tweeted out, she said, "Happy Cesar Chavez Day. His legacy is a fearless and tireless champion for justice and dignity for all continues." It wasn't for all. This is what happens when people don't know history. She then issued a tweet or post on X in honor of Transgender Visibility Day. Chavez was born March 31, 1927, Yuma, Arizona. He built his legacy in California, where his family were migrant farm workers, where he began a labor organizer. His birthday is an annual state public holiday, though it is typically observed on Monday, April 1st. Pelosi's recognition of Cesar Chavez Day on Easter Sunday comes as President Joe Biden faced criticism. Gavin Newsom issued a proclamation on Sunday recognizing March 31st as Cesar Chavez Day. Blah, 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 blah. Of course they all like this dude. This guy was no friend to illegals. He was no friend to illegals. You look up the history of this dude. He was not a good guy. It's kind of like, I can understand, like, people like, you know, workers' rights, unionizing. It's like, this dude had, like, communist written all over him. But either way, whatever. So, tweeting that out, I'm just like, you know, you're picking someone that's center of the moral compass or center of the moral pendulums. Like, they did some good and they also did some, a lot of bad. And I'm just like, I would stay away from that one. I would really stay away. So I don't know. But no, it's not a fake tweet. It's not a fake tweet. She's an idiot.
She's
an idiot.
Total criminal scumbag.
It's just, I don't get it, man. I don't get the appeal of these people.
I don't either.
I just don't get the appeal of these people. It's beyond me. It is beyond me.
Her and all the other Democrats have destroyed California.
Oh, they really have.
I can't believe they haven't dragged this lady out of her house and tarred and feathered her.
I would love to be there to watch that happen.
Seriously, she's destroyed there. Like, people are...
Yeah.
I was just talking to somebody this past weekend who lived in San Francisco for a number of years and made the move over to Denver because they got sick and tired of people shitting next to them while on the subway,
I believe
a bus.
It. Yeah.
Actual stories. He said, I just couldn't take it anymore.
I believe it. I mean, remember when Newsom said you couldn't even make homeless people move outside of in front of your business anymore? They could sleep there. You couldn't kick them out anymore. And they're defecating on the sidewalk. And people don't want to walk through that.
Right.
Like, if I need to go to the grocery store, let's just take, for example, when I lived in downtown Dallas, the gas stations that would allow loiterers to stand around and beg for change, I'd never go there.
Right.
You don't know if that dude's packing a knife. Mm-hmm. You don't know if that dude's got a gun. They're desperate. They don't care. They will straight up rob you, get sentenced, spend 3 days in prison, get released, and they don't care. So it's like, yeah, I'm not going there. So the same rule applies here. It's stupid. It's all about the feelings. It's all about, well, we can't disrespect them. I'm fine for disrespecting people. I don't care. We get it enough as white heterosexual Christians. We get disrespected enough. I'm okay with doing it towards other people. I don't care. I genuinely don't care. So, you know, that's just me. Well, folks, that does it for today's episode of the All-American Savage Show podcast. Hey, if you want to do us a favor, go check out shellshockcbd.com. And the reason I bring that up is we've got some great deals for you running on the website right meow. You should check it out. Again, we've got everything that's going to help you out for pain management. We've got Delta Bars. This is Delta 8. It is a legal form of THC. Yes, this will get you baked out of your brain. Yes, your kids will love it. No, don't buy it for your kids. I was doing the tricks, Rita. Don't do that. You got the Asteroid deal right here, folks. We got bundle deals. Look, $26, $12, $13, $11. Look, you can buy everything I just listed, you can buy that is more affordable than a Trump stock, a DJT stock. No, we've got the Asteroid bundles. Look, if you want the glasses, we've got them here. We've got the Asteroids or Delta 8. We also have the Airborne gummies that are Delta 9. We've got the Halo Ultra that are 50 milligrams of Delta 8 versus the 25. And then we got Halos, which are Delta 8. And the bundle, the Delta 8 one, $11.99. Get two pair of the glasses, the Halo sample pack. Halo Ultra Eclipse bundle, it's 50 milligrams of Delta 8 with a sample pack of glasses. Then you got the Airborne Delta 9, and then you got the Asteroid one. Look, if you want to check out the, you want to check out the Eclipse coming up, we've got the glasses right here. We got like, 300 of these bad boys that we ordered.
Yeah.
Check it out. Jump on it. Again, it's a great deal. Get you high. Check the Eclipse out. Don't stare at the sun without the glasses. If you're a Democrat, you're the reason I have to give that briefing. That's why. So definitely check out this deal. Again, it's like 10, 15 bucks. You get a great experience. Great experience. So, all right, folks, that does it for today's American episode, American Savage Show episode. We will see you right back here tomorrow at 12 p.m. CST on Rumble, Twitter, as long as we're not banned. You got anything to add, my man?
Yes, have a great night.
And as always, you stay savage, America.